You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This lawyer wants to prove that he is right, that these things don't exist, so he asks this question of Jesus.
为了这个问题, 耶稣底下就讲出了这么美丽、这么生动、这么有智慧的一个比喻。
So at the asking of this question, Jesus gave a wonderful, wonderful answer.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在讲比喻的时候, 我们曾经讲过, 哈, 比喻一般来说只有一个中心的信息。
And when we talk about parables, there's only about one message, one thing.
我们在讲释经原理的时候特别讲过, 比喻一般来说只有一个中心信息。
And when we talk before that, when we talk about parables, there's only one theme to that parable.
然后不可以随私欲去解释它。
And you cannot interpret it very loosely.
要彻底了解讲这个比喻的目的、前后文、背景是什么。
You need to understand the story that is before and after this parable being given.
然后比喻里面的
And the details of this parable, you don't need to answer every single one of them.
如果我们读释经学的话, 几乎所有的教科书都会用好撒玛利亚人的比喻来讲 圣奥古斯丁曾经犯的错。
And hermeneutics, when we talk about understanding interpretation of the Bible, they will always use this parable to speak of the error that St. Augustine has made. Because every specific detail of the story, he gave an explanation.
强盗是谁，祭司是谁，立位人是谁，然后油是什么，酒是什么，然后驴子是什么，然后生这个粮钱是什么，然后店主是什么，通通都讲。
He would interpret who the Levite would be, who the priest would be, who the thieves are, what's the wine, what's the oil, who are the innkeepers. He would interpret everything.
那不是我今天讲到要去。
That's not the purpose of what I want to go into today.
那我们现在就来看这个比喻了。
So let's come and look at this parable.
主耶稣说有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去。
So that there was a certain man who went to Jericho from Jerusalem.
结果他落在强盗的手中。
And then he fell among the hands of the thieves.
然后被打得半死。
And he was beaten half to death.
把他衣服也被脱去了。
And stripped of his clothing.
那古代的人衣服就是他的身上的这个
The last thing of worth that in times of old that what they possess is their clothes, and it's actually taken away from him.
不管他的衣物钱财被抢去, 他也受羞辱。
And not only his wealth are taken away from him, but he's exposed in his shame.
然后被打得半死是真的。
And he was half beaten to death, that's real.
因为你看那些人从旁边走过的时候，他都来不及叫说：“请你救救我。”
And as these people were passing him by, he didn't have even the strength to say, "Please help me."
他已经奄奄一息在那里。
He's holding out his last breath.
然后底下经过了三个人。
And then three men pass by.
第一个是谁？
The very first one.
祭司。
It was the priest.
第二个是谁？
Second one.
利未人。 第三个是谁？
The third one.
好，撒玛利亚人。
The Samaritan.
这三个人都经过了。
So these three people all passed by.
他们三个的共同点是什么？
What are the common things among these three men?
都看见了。他们都看见了。然后圣经上用一个特别的笔法，就是说利未人、祭司跟利未人看见了，就从那边过去。英文是说 pass by on the other side.
So the parable tells us that the priest and the Levite, when they saw this man, they went and passed by on the other side of the road.
你看，假装威廉现在倒在这里哈，我走过来，突然看见他在那里。
Let's say that William is on the ground and Pastor Yu walks by and sees me on the ground.
我不光只是旁边走过去。And
I didn't just walk by his body where he's fallen.
我看到他的，我就从旁边路的另外一边, the other side走过去。
But when I see him there, I would gasp and I would walk purposely away from him on the other side.
我根本就是跟他keep distance.
I'm keeping a distance from this guy.
然后我继续move on.
And I keep going about my business.
撒玛利亚人来的时候,
But the Samaritan, when he came,
他看了,
he He saw him.
他就立刻下了他的驴去了。
He immediately came off his animal.
圣经上在这里讲说，他看了，他就动了慈心。
And the scripture tells us he saw the man and he was moved with compassion.
然后用油和酒为他裹伤。
And then he tended to his wounds with oil and with wine.
把他包好了以后。
And after he has bandaged him up,
把他扶到自己的牲口上面去。
He put him on his own animal.
然后他自己等于走路。扶着他
and he walked the animal, holding him,
把他带到店里面去
brought him to an inn,
然后又照顾了他
and then took care of him.
然后因为他自己要继续有前面的路要走他就留下钱叫店主帮忙照顾他
Because the Samaritan needed to go on to what he had to do, so he left money for the innkeeper to take care of this man.
而且告诉他说任何花的钱需要的东西我回来还给你
And then he told the innkeeper, whatever other spendings that you have, I'll pay you back.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是这个的故事。
And this is the story that Jesus told.
当主耶稣讲完这个比喻以后
，And after he told the story,
主耶稣又在问这个人。
And Jesus asked this young man.
因为这个人说，谁是我的邻舍
？Because he said, "Who is my neighbor?"
你发现主耶稣两次回答他的问题，都是用问题回答他的问题。
He discovered the Lord always replied with another question.
刚开始他是问说，我怎么做可以承受永生？那主说，你说呢？
He asked the Lord, "How much must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus says, "What do you say?"
他接着又挑战主耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢
？Then he challenged Jesus, says, "Who then is my neighbor?"
结果主耶稣就变成说，你说谁是他的邻舍
？And Jesus says, after hearing this story, "Who do you say is this man's neighbor?"
结果这个人就说是那个怜悯他的人。
And so this man said, "Is the person who had compassion on him?"
耶稣再次说，你去。照样行吧。
So Jesus said to him again, "Go and do likewise."
好，弟兄姊妹啊，主耶稣在这里是要把这个人从他自我的中心里面引出来。
And what Jesus wanted to do is bring this young man out of his self-centeredness.
Young man,
was this man out of his self-centeredness?
他问说谁是我的邻舍
？He asked the Lord, "Who is my neighbor?"
主却反过来问说谁是这个人的邻舍
？And then Jesus, in turn, asked him.Who is this man who's been hurt? Who is his neighbor?
弟兄姊妹，这是这个世代人心中痛苦的一个非常症结的原因。
This is the reason for the pain and the suffering of man in this world.
就是我们太自我中心。
We are very, very self-centered.
我们想到的都是别人怎么帮助我，别人怎么满足我，别人怎么样子关心我。
Our thought is how would other people help me?How will other people care for me?
我们在乎的，我们问的都是谁是我的邻舍。
And we always ask, "Who is my neighbor?"
但是我们很少倒过来问说，到底谁是那个有需要的人的邻舍。
And we don't ask, "Who is the neighbor of the man who is in need?"
所以主耶稣在这个故事里面，第一件事情要转这个人心里面最症结的一个问题。
So the very first thing the Lord wanted to do is turn his mindset.
啊，我想我们。都听过，我自己也讲过，说有一个人他其实活得很不快乐哈。
I told the story before. A man is not very happy with his life.
那有一天晚上，他就做梦，睡觉的时候做梦，就梦到他看到一个这个房间里面有一桌的人坐在满桌的山珍海味面前，但是却不吃。
And he had a dream that night, and he was walking into a feast. The table was full of food.But people gathered around the tables, they were not eating.
然后个个脸都很苦。
And all their face would just look very bitter.
他走过去一看的时候才发现原来每一个人的手臂都绑着一个棍子。
And he discovered that every man had a splint that is tied to his arm.
所以没有办法弯过来吃，你知道我意思吗
？The arm are tied down, so they couldn't really bend their arms.
怎么弯都吃不到。
They could grab the food, but they can't bring it to their mouth.
啊，所以他就了解为什么。
And so then he discovered what's
the reason. 然后他就听见楼上在欢笑。
And then he discovered that there was laughter above the room.
他就好奇地上了楼。
So he walked up to the room above.
然后他发现每一个人也都是绑着手。
And he discovered everybody had their hands tied as well.
然后呢？
But
他们都在喂着对方吃啊。
Everybody was feeding each other.
啊，你爱吃什么
？What do you want to eat?
Okay. 啊，他说他喜欢吃醋。
And I like vinegar.
啊，我就故意拿酱油给他是吧
？I would give him some soy sauce.
我就拿他爱吃的给他。
Of course, I would give him what he wants to eat.
每一个人都是在说你要什么，然后他就 serve 他。
Everybody's asking each other, "Hey, what do you want to eat? Here you go."
他们快乐的不得了。
So that room was full of laughter.
很简单的比喻。
Very simple parable.
我们听了不知道多少遍的比喻。
We hear it over and over again.
那弟兄姊妹，在我们生活中，其实快不快乐，常常就是一念之间。
But sister, whether we have join in our lives and everything in our lives has everything to do with the decision we make.
到底我们只是在乎谁来喂我呢?
And we keep asking, who's going to feed me?
哎呀,我饿死了,有没有人在乎,我就是那一块我想吃。
I am starving, that piece of whatever, I want to eat that.
我们在乎的都是这个。
And that's what we care about.
可是哪里想到当我们彼此服侍的时候,其实我们都能享受。
But discovering that when we serve one another, we can all be satisfied.
你有你的难处,你有你的痛苦,你有你的需要。
You have your difficulties, you have your troubles, you have your needs.
我有我的难处,我有我的痛苦,我有我的需要。
I have the same.
当我们各顾自己的时候,个人专顾自己的时候,我们通通活得不快乐。
But when we all focus on our own needs, then none of us will be happy.
保罗已经说到末后的世代是危险的日子要来,那时人专顾自己。
So Paul already told us that perilous time will come, that man will only be mindful of themselves.
所以你就看现在的人很少很快乐。
So you discover not too many people actually have joy or very happy.
什么都很方便,但是不快乐。
Everything is very convenient, but there's no joy.
我说过我小的时候为了给家里面烧一壶热水可以喝或洗澡,我要花不到 2个小时左右去把那个湿掉的炭烧热了,然后烧火,然后烧成热水,麻烦死了。
And I said, when I was young, to have a pot of hot water, I didn't spend about 2 hours to heat up that coal that is wet and do all sorts of fanning so that I would get that water, and it's difficult.
现在一开就有了。
Now you just turn the knob.
人都快乐。
But yet, there is no joy.
弟兄姊妹,因为末后的世代是一个危险的日子要来,就是个人专顾自己。
Because the end times, perilous time is coming, we are all mindful of ourselves.
我们天天问说,谁是我的邻居?
We keep asking, who is our neighbor?
谁值得我能够不在乎自己的难处,先去服侍他呢?
Who's worthy of me not be mindful of my problems and go help him out with his problems?
谁曾经不在乎他的难处,先来服侍我呢?
Who didn't worry about his problem and came and helped me first?
所以弟兄姊妹,当我们活在这里的时候,我们不可能快乐。
So when we live in that realm, we cannot be happy.
而且底下我们从这个比喻里面,我们看见几件非常宝贝的事情。
So we see some very precious things through this parable.
你就发现这三个人,
And you discover these three people, they all saw the
man.
So Jesus, through this parable, is telling us something. That your neighbor, you don't need to go search for one. The opportunities aren't those that you need to wait for. Because those who are in need are right in front of your eyes. And there are so many that you can't really respond to all of them. You don't need to go search for a neighbor because your neighbor is all around you.
我们不用等机会去爱主,去爱神,
You don't need to wait for an opportunity to love God or to love someone else. The opportunities are all there.
我们都看见了。
We all see it.
问题不在我们有没有看见。
The question has nothing to do with whether we see it or not.
问题就在于我们能不能看见了以后能够动了慈心然后采取行动。
But whether when we see it, will our hearts move with compassion and we will have actions to follow.
所以在我们往下前之前,我要再问一个问题。
So before we continue, I want to ask everyone another question.
到底邻舍指的是什么?
Who is this neighbor that is pointing to?
这个人问说,谁是我的邻舍?
And this man asks, who is my neighbor?
谁值得我去爱他?
Who's worthy of my love?
那主耶稣后来反过来问说,谁是他的邻舍?
But Jesus came and asked him, who is the neighbor to this man that was hurt?
有没有觉得 confused?
When you look at this dialogue, are you confused by it?
大诫命说是要爱我的邻舍如同爱自己。
And the Great Commandment says, love my neighbor as I will love myself.
所以我应该爱这个倒在地上的人如同爱我自己。
So I need to love this man who is fallen as I will love myself.
对不对? 所以如果继续这样子的原则下去的话, 应该是 他就是我的邻舍, 这个在有需要的人是我的邻舍。
So you continue this logic, this train of thought, that the man who's fallen on the ground is my neighbor.
我们应该去爱我们周围所有有需要的人, 因为他是我的邻舍。
We need to love everyone who has a need, they are our neighbor.
这样不就结束了吗?
Doesn't that make sense? You're in there, right?
这不矛盾的, 对不对?
There's no confusion, right?
为什么主耶稣倒过来问说, 那到底谁是威廉的邻舍?
But Jesus now asks, this man has fallen, who is his neighbor?
你们有没有想过啊?
You ever question why Jesus would ask this question?
讲威廉是我的邻舍很容易就解决问题了。
It's very easy when you say that this man has fallen as my neighbor, it answers the question.
讲那个被打得半死的人就是我的邻舍,问题就解决了。
This man who's half beaten to death, that he's my neighbor, he's in need of my help, answers the question.
但是主耶稣却倒过来问说，谁是倒在地上这个受伤人的邻舍？
But Jesus turns it around and says, "Who is the neighbor to the man that has fallen?"
你千万不要以为主耶稣是心思记不住哈。
Please do not think that Jesus has short-term memory.
已经忘了人家问他什么了。
He's already forgotten what this young man or this man asked him.
啊，其实主耶稣的比喻都是充满智慧的。
The parable of Jesus is full of wisdom.
当我们把他当作我的邻舍的时候。
When we treat him as my neighbor,
我就自然成为他的邻舍。
Then automatically I am his neighbor.
这是相互的。
And these are mutual.
例如说，他真的是住在我家，是我的邻居。
Yes, he really lives next to me. He is my neighbor.
啊，所以他是我的邻舍。
So he lives right next door. He is my neighbor.
他真是我的邻舍的话，我就是他的邻舍。
If he truly is my neighbor, then I'm his neighbor.
所以我在问你是问杨俊，杨俊谁是你的配偶
？So I asked June, who is your mate?
啊，他是 Jennifer.
He would say it's Jennifer.
同样的，当他说 Jennifer 是他配偶的时候，你去问 Jennifer 说谁是你的配偶，他一定讲杨俊嘛。
And if you go and ask Jennifer, who's your mate? Jennifer would say it's June.
他们敢讲不是，对不对？
那
也是相互的事情。
Neither one of them would dare say that someone
else. 爱妻就是爱自己。
But this is mutual. So when you love.Your neighbor, you'd be loving yourself.
那弟兄姊妹，我们夫妻是相互的，就跟邻居处在这个比喻里面讲也是相互的。
Husband and wives, you are mutual to one another. So when you love each other, it's like these, you are neighbors to one another.
所以你要问我说，这个比喻的中心信息到底是什么
？So if you ask me, what is the central theme of this parable?
只要我们真正有爱
，if we truly have love,
我们的邻舍就在我们的眼前
，our neighbors are right in front of our eyes.
只要我们真正有爱
，if we truly have love,
任何有需要的人。我们都可以成为他的邻舍。
Anyone who has a need could be my neighbor. I could be a neighbor to him.
我们都可以提供及时的帮助和关怀。
And I could bring immediate care to that person.
所以一方面来说，邻舍不需要去找机会，不需要去等。
And you don't need to wait for those opportunities. You don't need to go look for your neighbor.
我们周围都是这样子的。
They're full of. We have all sorts of these people around us.
所以他就应该是我的邻舍。
So yes, he ought to be my neighbor.
同样的，当我们真正有爱的时候
，But at the same time, when we truly have love,
我们这个人可以成为我们周围所有有需要人的邻舍。
We could be a neighbor to all those around us who have need.
我们可以为他提供他最需要的，及时的提供他所需要的关怀和帮助。
We could bring an immediate need to him who has needs.
所以看见是一件事。
So again, seeing is one thing.
有没有真正的爱才是关键。
Whether you have true love is the key point.
会讲大诫命，会背大诫命，都不是关键的事。
The ability to recite and to understand the Great Commandment，
而是我们的心会被真正的动。
It's not the issue, but rather our hearts were truly moved. That's the point.
所以在马太福音十一章十六节，主耶稣说：“我可以用什么东西来比喻这个世代呢
？”So Matthew chapter 11 verse 16, the Lord says, "What shall I liken this generation?"
你记不记得主耶稣怎么形容这个世代
？You remember how the Lord described this generation?
主耶稣讲了两件事情。
He said two things.
主耶稣讲了这个世代的两个特点，一个叫做 indifference.
The very first characteristic is that they're indifferent.
就是我这个孩童在街上招呼同伴说
，So the children were playing the same to one another.
我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；向你们捶胸，你们不举；我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
We play the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourn for you, and you did not lament.
这个时代的人对别人已经是漠不关心。
But this generation, we don't care about what other people are doing.
就是心不会动。
Our hearts will not move.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件我们需要去面对的一个很实在的问题。
This is something that we need to go face very seriously.
我们对很多的事都 indifferent.
We are indifferent towards so many things.
我们在乎要玩 game， 要看电影，要做这个，要做那个，我们对很多的事 indifferent.
And we care about the games, we care about the movies, we care about this and that, but from anything else, we're indifferent towards it.
当然，主耶稣讲的另外一个就是这个 criticism 就是喜欢批评论断。
And then the other one is that we criticize a lot.
使徒约翰来不吃不喝，你们说他是被鬼附的；人子来又吃又喝，你说他贪食好酒。
And John the Baptist came and he doesn't eat and he doesn't drink, and you say he's possessed. But the Son of Man comes and he eats and drinks, and you say he's a wine bibber.
所以弟兄姊妹，祭司、利未人都过去了。
the priest and the Levite, they both pass by.
哎，我需要插出去声明一件事。
I need to deviate a little bit.
有人不晓得从哪里读来的灵异解经，说祭司立位人是指传道人和牧师。
And somebody had interpreted that the Levite and the priest speaks of the pastors.
所以他们把这个故事全部用来要求教会的传道人去了。
And they come and require all the preachers, the pastors, the church.
这好像跟自己无关哈。
And I like it, the parable had nothing to do with me.
主耶稣在这里是用祭司立位人，就是连这些不懂律法的人。
And Jesus used them because Jesus says these people who understood the law.
他们都可能视若未睹，漠不关心。
And they can understand the law but do nothing about it.
但是弟兄姊妹，我是觉得今天对很多爱主的弟兄姊妹来说。
But for many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
不是他们漠不关心。
It's not that they do not care.
很多的时候是真的是忙不过来，只顾不暇。
And I would tell you a lot of times.Is really they do not they are exhausted of ability to help.
到底是什么？我们自己里面要向主要有平安。
And whatever you do, you need to have peace within your heart.
所以如果像例如说，我跟于师母如果要去满足每一个需要的话，那我们可能连在教会的服事都服事不怎么讲，就没办法服事。
Sister Nancy and myself need to take care of the need of everyone here. We're coming to a limit of what we can serve at church.
以前有很多很 senior 的传道人跟我讲。不要多，一个教会只要有两个家庭婚姻出问题，可以把你牧师传道人所有的时间吃光光。
And we were advised before that doesn't need to be much. Just two families that are broken, marital problems, it could exhaust all of your resources and energy.
所以我们等一下讲到那个心动底下的行动的时候。
And when we talked about move, compassion, and the actions to follow.
并且我们给予及时的帮助，用油和酒帮他补伤。
Not only immediately can we tend to the man with oil and with wine.
Hello. 还有麦克风吗？不光是我们要采取具体的行动，那种及时的行动。
Not only we need to have immediate action.
我们要把他带到店里面，要适当的提供他所需要的照顾。
We need to bring him to an inn for him to be taken care of immediately.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这个把他带到店里，叫店主帮忙照顾他。
And you discover that he took him to an inn and told the innkeeper to take care of him.
因为这个人还有路要走，他还有事要做。
Because he still have other things that he needs to do and get done.
他让别人能够一起有份于这个继续的后续的照顾跟关怀。
Someone else to be partakers of this caring.
就是说把他带到神家里面来。
Or to bring him into the house of God.
能够让他在神家里面得到继续的疗养跟照顾。
That he could continue to be cared for in the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是讲到行动。
And this is talking about actions.
所以我们需要适当。
And so we need to be right at the moment.
我们已经在很多教会里面，在服事的里面听见一些让我们也很难过的消息。
And we've heard a news that are causing us grief among the services in here.
保罗劝我们爱心要有见识，要懂得分辨是非。
And Paul says that our love, we need to have discernment to understand what is true and what is false.
但是仇敌现在却利用一些很多很可怕的诡计，在这里破坏神家的见证。
But Satan is using many trickeries that are very, very devious to come and ruin the testimony in the house of God.
我们已经不止几次的听到有人就是诡计的进来。故意跟你问福音问题，专门像这些女的，专门去找教会这些当领袖的弟兄们说：“我有福音问题，我车子坏的需要休息，我还需要修理我来刚刚来到美国，我什么都不懂，我需要办 driver license， 需要有这个那个问题。”
And we've heard countless examples where there would be women coming to church and they would come in the name of a gospel friend and said, I have this need, I have that need, and I have problems with my car, can you please help? But they would particularly go to men who are leaders in the house of God.
整个的出发点就是为了要横刀夺爱，要捡现成的。
And the entire purpose of him or her doing this is to really to win him over and to take him over.
但我们听的也都是很难过的事情。
And when we hear these stories, we hurt.
所以，在那里帮助人的人就觉得说，我应该帮助他，是福音啊，是见证啊。
So the person who is helping feels that I ought to help. It's a testimony. I need to go and do this.
因为那个来诱惑、来破坏的人就是讲这句话：，哎，你们真有爱心，哎，你们应该帮助我的。
Because that deceiver does come and says, "Oh, you guys do have a lot of love." you're able to help me.
所有的爱离开公义的根基都不叫爱。
Every love that departs from righteousness is not love.
所以碰到这些事情根本就是应该要集体的来帮忙或是请姊妹们来帮忙绝对不能单独帮忙。
And when you see something like this, brothers, do not handle it alone. You need to grab a sister and come alongside and maybe even hand it to the sisters to help.
他们用尽方法可以跟你说哎呀只有你回答问题能回答我的问题。
And then they will say, oh, you're the only one who can really answer my question.
哎呀只有你是真正关心我的哎呀
只有你是真正关心我的。
所以我们一定要小心。
You need to be careful.
爱心要有见识。
Love must have the
discernment. 爱心要会分别是非。
Love, you must be able to separate the
truth from the lie. 所以当我们在这个世代里面看见有需要人真的都在我们周围。
And yes, we will see many people who have needs in this world.
但是我们需要在主的面前靠着主知道该做到什么程度。
And yes, by the grace of God and the wisdom of God, we need to know where is our limit.
对弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
不要再去找邻居了。
You don't need to go search for a neighbor.
我们周围已经太多了。
There are too many around us.
我们自己的家人。
Our own family members.
我们小组里面的。
Those who are in our small group.
我们所在的教会。
The church that we are in.
神给我们工作的机会、宣教的工厂都已经太多了。
In our workplaces and the fields that we go serve into.
我们的同事。
Our colleagues.
我们的亲戚。
Our relatives.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们希望主帮助我们走出来。
Brothers, we ask the Lord to help us to come and move out.
这里讲到有一个人。
And here it says that there is a person.
从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去。
He went from Jerusalem down to Jericho.
这一个人可能是我们任何一个人。
And this man can be any one of us here.
这种遇到强盗被打得半死的经历，可能发生在我们任何人身上。
Meeting a robber so that he is beaten half to death could happen to any of us.
可能一个婚变发生了。
Perhaps a marital problem occurred.
可能一个健康问题发生了。
Perhaps a health issue arises.
我星期五在那里预备信息的时候。
Friday, as I was preparing the message.
我突然接到我哥哥给我一封 email.
And I got an email from my brother.
我们余家的这一代一共有十个人。
And in my generation, there are 10 of us.
全部都是男的，唯一的一个是女的。我的堂妹。
All of us are men except for my. My cousin.
Yeah, 他跟他的先生两个都是法学博士，在德州做律师的。
They are both lawyers.
就是他的先生礼拜五因为感冒生病，所以在家。
And her husband, because he was ill, he was at home.
他一大早七点多，我的堂妹就到法院去了。
So early in the morning, my cousin, she went to the courts.
中间怎么打电话回家就没有人接电话。
She called and she called, she could not.Get the phone to connect at home.
结果请邻居进去的时候，发现他的先生已经是一个冰冷的尸体了，已经心脏病死掉了。
They asked the neighbors to go in and check and discover that her husband actually just passed away because of a heart attack.
才四十多岁。
And he's but in his 40s.
完全没有征兆。
And there were no signs.
不过就是一个感冒，在家休息。
He had a cold. He was just resting at home.
我的堂妹根本没想到说那天出门以后再也看不到他。
My cousin never thought that she would leave home and never see him again.
弟兄姊妹，在人生的路上，这种突发的、突然强盗出现、偷窃、杀害和毁坏，我们都可能碰到。
Friends, so these things that happen suddenly, when the thief comes and he robs and he beats us half to death, that happens in our lives.
我们的健康、我们的家庭、我们的事业、我们的侍奉，都可能伤害我们。
Our health, our marriages, our family, our work, we could all be brought into harm.
我们感谢神给我们摆在他的家中。
But we thank God that He placed us in His house.
让我们在这里常常可以得到及时的帮助。
That we may receive a time or help in time of need.
我也何等希望，真的是我们神的儿女们在神的家中，我们彼此切实相爱。
And I sincerely pray that we as children of God would sincerely love one another in His house.
神还把我们摆在一起，成为同一个教会，我们是同工，是同伴。
God placed us under the one.Church that we are companions to one another. We need to treasure that.
当我们还可以服侍你的时候，这是一个机会，这是一个恩典。
When we can still serve one another, it is an opportunity. It is grace.
当你们可以安慰鼓励我们的时候，这也是我们的恩典。
When you can bring about comfort to us who are serving you, it is also grace.
很多的时候，教会的传道人是那个最被打的半死的人。
A lot of times, the pastors of church are those who are half beaten most of the time.
可能是一个最不受人注意的人，他可能心中有极大的需要。我们一句关怀，一句鼓励，可以让他起来。
Perhaps someone that's not noticed most of the time, but your word of care and your word of comfort could help them to stand.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望 你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。